With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Biden is trying to reassure worried Democrats after his lackluster debate appearance. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after delivering what even many Democrats said was a disastrous debate performance, the president acknowledged it wasn't his best moment. He told a crowd of supporters that he's not a young man anymore.
I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
With some Democrats worried about Biden on the ticket, the president said he's getting back up after getting knocked down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the last 10 days of June, the pace has quickened at the Supreme Court as jurists have touched a wide swath of American society in decisions on abortion, guns, the environment, health, securities fraud, and more. The court is meeting for the final time this term Monday, and the most anticipated decision of the term awaits. At issue is whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution for his alleged role in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Also at SRNnews.com, the Norwegian government has signed a deal to start stockpiling grain, saying the COVID-19 pandemic, a war in Europe, and climate change have made it necessary.
The deal to store 30,000 tons of grain was signed by Norway's agriculture and food minister. It was also inked by four private companies who will store the wheat that will belong to the Norwegian government. The goal is that Norway will gradually build up the reserve until 2029, with some 82,500 tons of grain in store by the end of the decade.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A former lab manager at Northeastern University has been convicted of staging a hoax explosion at the Boston campus and then lying about what happened to federal agents. Jason Duhame was convicted on three counts Friday. He faces up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 for each offense. You're listening to SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous, according to SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood will spend $40 million ahead of November's elections to bolster President Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political and advocacy arms of the nation's largest abortion business say they will initially target eight states: Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. Meanwhile, SBA Pro-Life America says it plans to spend $92 million targeting voters of the same states. This is SRN News. Missouri is not giving up on two pro sports teams.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he expects the state to put together an aid plan by the end of the year to try to keep the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals in Missouri. Parson said Missouri's plan likely would require legislative approval, but he doesn't anticipate calling lawmakers into a special session before his term ends in January. Missouri is seeking to counter Kansas, which approved a plan last week to try to lure the teams across the state line with bonds that would finance up to 70% of the cost of new stadiums. John Scott reporting.
Four people have been killed after a six-minute pursuit by law enforcement ended in a two-vehicle crash in Southern California. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says deputies began pursuing a driver who was suspected to be intoxicated early Friday morning. Deputies later discovered the car had been reported stolen and a loaded gun was found in the possession of one of the deceased. You can find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.